Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success today. Once again, we're speaking with Katrina Frill, founder at the Founder Academy that specializes in leadership management masterclass training and executive coaching for entrepreneurs. Imagine knowing how to develop a high-performance, self-managing team, the holy grail of leadership. And as you know, exceptional teams don't just happen. They have to be built, supported, and managed. Katrina, thanks for joining us once again here on Enterprise Radio.
Fabulous. Good morning to you.
Good morning to you, and thanks so much for joining us once again. Looking forward to hearing from you today on behalf of the Founder Academy. So to kick things off, tell us, what are the success metrics for leadership excellence when it comes to entrepreneurs?
We have 10 success metrics that we sort of start with, and what I take entrepreneurs through is 100 questions, and they get to determine their number on each of the success metrics. So these things are so that they can work out where we're starting from. It's actually the opening exercise that we do. And it just gives people a really good grounding as to whether they've got any chance whatsoever of actually ever really being a great leader and being able to manage correctly. So if anyone was ever interested, they can just email me and I'll send over the 100 questions and they can do the quiz and see where they're at with these success metrics. But 10 is probably too short, you know, it's too short a time to go into those details, but there's 10 of them.
That sounds good to me. And tell me, Katrina, what would it look like to have your whole team with the eye of the owner?
Well, one of the success principles we talk about is the eye of the owner. And one thing that entrepreneurs have throughout their entire career, even when they were in a J-O-B, a job, before, they have the eye of the owner, and that's what makes them great. But what entrepreneurs get really frustrated with is that everyone's not the same. So what I like to do is show them how entrepreneurs can engage their staff and get them having the eye of the owner, which is taking ownership of things, being responsible, being proactive, being enthusiastic, and treating the business like it was their, you know, it was their own. And so it looks like a very, very engaged team when everybody has the eye of the owner and looking, making decisions every minute of the day as though it was their own business. And it completely changes staff's perception from employee, you feed me, give me a fish every day, I don't know what I'm doing, I'm just a fat cat, you know, taking my money each week, versus the eye of the owner, people walking around like it's their money and treating the entrepreneur's business like it's their own. And they are essentially the current guardian of their role. They are the CEO of their role. So we just get to talk in those terms so that they entrepreneurs can go back to their teams and really shake it up and get people to shift into this eye of the owner concept.
And definitely like and appreciate that concept. Good stuff there. Now, how could you run your team with the understanding the locus of control and influence?
Well, the second principle of success in our view is that people are very busy these days. So I think what's important is that they don't waste any time on things they can't control or that they can't influence. So one of the things we like to talk about is making the locus of control actually one of your principles, your philosophy on life. And so what we teach the entrepreneurs is how to coach and mentor around this concept and make it part of their culture, so that when staff come in for a with a problem, a concern, an issue, we we get the entrepreneur really clear on what to do next to get a better result. And so we get them to say things like, so what can you control here? And get the staff to come up with all the things they can control. And then the second part of the conversation is, great, so now what can you influence in this situation? And then the staff have to think about all the things that they can influence. And then the third question in this model is, what have you got no control over or no influence over? And the staff have to come up with all that. And so then the entrepreneur can sit down with the staff or the team and say, okay, guys, we've got all this stuff over here that we can control. We've got all this stuff over here that we can influence. How about we focus on these two lists, and why don't we, stop wasting any energy or time or concern on stuff we can't control. So it really starts, once you start doing that a few times, it becomes part of the culture. It becomes the way we think here. And so what I find around the world is that a lot of people are wasting a lot of time and energy on stuff they can't control. And so we get them to make this shift. And getting them to make this shift from I, the owner, and getting them to make the shift into locus of control, I believe sorts out about 80% of the problems inside corporate today.
Certainly some great information so far. Really appreciate it, Katrina. Today we're speaking with Katrina Friel, founder at the Founder Academy that specializes in leadership management, masterclass training, and executive coaching for entrepreneurs here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, as we continue on, why do founders have trust issues? Get into some of that from your experience and what you've seen as well.
So what I've found over the last sort of 20-odd years in my research is that founders have this massive issue around trust, and that's why they hit a wall when they're building their businesses and subsequently building their teams around trusting people. They're usually so self-reliant. They've really got a lot of get up and go, and that's got them to where they are and has created the business in the first place and made them an incredible founder with the ability to implement an idea and bring something into the world and, give it life. But once the business gets to a certain point, founders start to really struggle, and that's where usually a founder will step down, and they'll usually, once they can afford it, appoint a CEO who doesn't have trust issues. So what we do in our training programs is we work around the psychological issues around their trust problems, and we get founders to really look at themselves and find out, why are they such control freaks? Why can't they empower their staff? Because if they can't do some of these things, then they're just going, the business is not going to be able to grow. So at this point, we call this one of the major hurdles that founders must face within themselves if they are going to continue inside their business. Otherwise, what they generally will have to do is they'll have to appoint a CEO or get bought out, and that was their exit strategy all along, and that's fine. They leave it to somebody that can manage day to day, and they go back to being a startup founder where they're most comfortable, where they have the most control, they don't have a team to worry about, and they can just have all the control that they want back again. So, yeah, we really want them to address the psychological issue of trust at the point inside the course so that they can have a look to see which way do they want to go. And we tend to make that decision there and then to say, no, I need to build a team so I can sell the business, or I need to build a team so I can continue to lead this incredibly important business for them. It just depends. But if they can't overcome their psychological trust issues, then they won't be successful as a leader.
Certainly some strong and valid points made there, and certainly happy that there is a solution to this as well per your information shared there. Now, how do entrepreneurs become aware of their communication style and the impact it has on their team?
Well, what we find is if founders have always been have always been the leader, running their own sort of ship, what we find is they haven't developed communication skills as well as, say, somebody that has grown up working for other people. We find that they can be quite rude, obnoxious towards staff, and we find that it's just unacceptable these days in working with the new generation. They just won't tolerate that sort of rubbish. And so we really go very, very deep on entrepreneurs' communication style, and we teach them the impact it has on their team by looking at their style, not just their communication style, but their behavioural style. And we talk about the impacts it's had on their team. And they've probably lost people along the way, so they kind of already know that people leave when the leader is a bad communicator, regardless of the vision. And so entrepreneurs are usually their worst enemy, their own worst enemy, and because they're so passionate and driven, that if they are coming in every day with that immense passion and being incredibly driven, it's actually demotivating the staff around them, and people won't stay that long because they just won't tolerate running the race at that level when it's the entrepreneur's dream, not theirs. And so we really get them to get very, very self-aware around their communication style and the impact they're having and that they're going to have if they continue on their current style. And so we give them new tools, we give them new points of view, we give them the ability to talk in all four languages of communication. That way they can hire anybody, they can communicate with anybody, they can present to anybody in the room, and they can connect properly. And that will help any entrepreneur and any founder that wants to build up a really good team and become the ultimate leader, especially with their own brand. Why wouldn't they?
Absolutely. Why wouldn't they? And really a host of great ideas, concepts, and thought and approaches here. And can't thank you enough for what you do in this space and for joining us here once again on Enterprise Radio. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, anything else you'd like to share as we conclude today?
Well, the tip, I think one of the secrets that we start with in the course is that we talk about the number one thing is actually consistency. So let that just sink in for a sec. With consistency, what we find is founders often are quite creative types. That's how they've got to where they are, because they're very, creative, and they're driven, and they're enthusiastic about their thing. But what they aren't is consistent. And once you start to build a team, the main thing you have to be each and every day is consistent. Staff need to know what they're walking into every single day. Otherwise, they become anxious. They can't work at peak performance because they're too anxious about what might happen today. Instead, we want staff to be in peak performance, and that essentially is relaxed and focused. If teams are relaxed and focused, they can hit peak performance, and they can't do that if the leader every single day is different. They need consistency. Teams need to know, the environment in which they've signed up for is safe. And so it's not safe if it's not consistent. It's very much similar to a family. Children need to know that they're safe inside their family environments, exactly the same as teams, staff need to know that they're safe within their work home. And so I think this is an absolute critical tip for everybody to look at their behaviour every single day and see, are you consistent or are you all over the place? Are you moody? Are you coming in with a million different ideas every day? All these things ruin a team and do not allow it to work at peak performance. It's just not possible.
Certainly some awesome information shared here today. I'm sure the entrepreneurs that are tuning in today are certainly thankful as well and for what you do in the space. And I'm sure also folks want to know where they can get more information on the Founder Academy and how they could be in touch. Where's the best place online to do that?
The website is founderacademy.com.au. Please feel free to jump on there. And with this interview, I'm giving away a copy of the book, Founder, the Essential Playbook on Leadership and Management for Entrepreneurs. So just jump online to founderacademy.com.au and fill in your details and we'll send you off a copy. Thank you, Eric, for having me again on your program.
Katrina, you bet. Always a pleasure to have you each and every time, and certainly appreciate that offer as well, a free book by visiting founderacademy.com.au. Again, Katrina, all the best, and look forward to our next conversation right here on Enterprise Radio. Thanks so much.
Lovely. Thanks, Eric.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Katrina Friel, founder at the Founder Academy that specializes in leadership management, masterclass training, and executive coaching for entrepreneurs. And for all the details, visit founderacademy.com.au. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.